You know it's important to communicate to win. To communicate to an audience is critical because it's not one-on-one. You have different people, different personalities, different challenges, different issues, different mindsets, different energy levels. How do you connect? How do you win? How do you become authentic in front of a whole audience? Because you've seen speakers before where you just felt they weren't authentic. You felt they didn't care. You felt that they were just trying to sell you something. You felt that they had their own agenda and you just wanted to run. Is that happening to you? I've coached many speakers where they naturally repel audiences and they don't know why. They don't know what's going on. And deep down, they're good people. But the way you come across and who you really are might be two very different things. So let's learn how to become authentic in front of your audience. And this could be one-on-one. It could be on a webinar. It could be in front of a group at the boardroom, wherever it is. Audience authenticity is critical to your success and your ability to persuade and influence. The key here as a presenter, as an influencer, is keeping it in front of your mind at all times. Who is your audience? What do you want them to know and believe? What is your call to action? What do you want them to do as you prepare your presentation and as you do your presentation? And as you read your audience, you're going to need to customize your presentation. Always think about, okay, who are you speaking to? What are their demographics? What are their likes, wants, needs? What are their challenges, their obstacles, their problems? And then you have to ask yourself, what is the most effective way of preparing and presenting your speech or presentation? Now, as you work with somebody one-on-one, you have to understand, and this is true for audiences too, but even more important one-on-one, that we all have different personalities and we all think our personality is the best. Your ability to adapt to that personality, to persuade them how they want to be persuaded, is another critical factor to your success. I call these personality directions. We tend to lean one way or the other most of the time, even though we all resist it and say we don't and we're different and we're a little of each, and that's probably true. We hate to be put in a box and categorized, but the reality is that most of the time we are predictable. Now, I know we're not 100% predictable 100% of the time, but you'll be amazed how predictable we are. So when you talk to a person or group, are they logical, analytical? They use their head. They love facts and figures and statistics. They love what happened in the past. They rely on what happened in the past versus emotional people that use their heart, their feelings, are persuaded by emotions and stories. They rely on their intuition. No right or wrong, we're just different. Are you dealing with an extrovert that love to communicate, that need the chit-chat or talkative, they want to involve others, very public people, they want to see a face-to-face versus an introvert wants a memo or an email, they're private people, they work alone, they tend to listen more than they talk, and they keep their feelings inside. Or are you talking to an assertive people where the results are more important than the relationship and they don't want that gushy chit-chat? They want to be in control. They don't waste time. They love to be independent. Versus an amiable person thinks the relationships is more important than the results, is friendly, loyal, loves relationships, a great listener, avoids contention, and tends to be non-assertive and agreeable. You know, I'm not saying there's any right or wrong here. I'm just saying we are different people. That's okay. Adapt and customize. And the more you can do it, the more you come across as authentic. The more authentic you are, the more charisma and passion and energy you have. And it's much easier to persuade and influence other people. Now, as you look at the whole audience, there's different types of audiences. For example, you might be going into a hostile audience. And these are fun. You have to change your mindset. I actually enjoy a hostile audience to see if I can win them over to my point of view and influence them. I've done many presentations where there's a husband and wife sitting in the front row. The husband spent some money to be trained, is excited, has got his pen and paper out, and then the wife, and I've seen it the other way around too, but in this situation, the wife is angry, upset, hostile, and is mad at me. And I think it's a great challenge to be able to influence her and make it happen, and it does happen. So if you go into a hostile audience or find hostile people within your audience, focus on the common beliefs. What do you have in common? What are your similarities? And you can find those. Now, I know it's more difficult with some people than others, but you can do this. Humor tends to break the ice. Now, if they tend to be very, very hostile, and they're not going to open up at all, I wouldn't use that much humor, but humor can really disarm an audience. And definitely don't start with an attack. Don't point out why they're wrong. Don't say, today I'm going to persuade you. That will just increase the resistance. And understand, they will question your credibility. Because in their eyes, you don't have any. You need to earn that credibility and or borrow the credibility from somebody else. An endorsement, a testimonial, a success story will all enhance your credibility. Do your homework about the audience, about the person. Find out why they're hostile. Find out why they feel the way they do. And in the beginning, at least focus on the logical part of your presentation. Don't get into the emotions yet. Focus on the logical, the stats, the figures, the studies, things they can't refute. That will slowly get them to your side. It can be fun. Don't get hostile back. I know you want to. I know it's not fair. How dare they not agree with you or have another opinion? But that's human nature, and you have to deal with it. The next type of audience, I think, is worse. I'd rather have a hostile audience that's listening and that cares and is passionate than an indifferent audience. They don't care. And they probably don't even want to be there. They're indifferent, like, eh, whatever, get it done. Let me cross off my list. Let me play on my phone or laptop till they're done. So if they're indifferent, you, right out of the chute, have to spell out the benefits. What's in it for them? Why should they care? Why should they listen to you? And this has to be done in the first 30 seconds. Remember, there's no such thing as a boring topic, only a boring presenter. And point out the downside. What could happen if they don't do what you're asking them to do? What's the negative side? With an indifferent audience, as they try to resist you a little bit, not listen, use stories that draws them in. Stories persuade without detection. They grab people's attention, and top persuaders and influencers use stories to persuade and influence. Show how it affects them. Make it come alive. They need to see, they need to feel that what you're talking about affects them directly right now. Don't get into any jargon or complex arguments or things that are hard to listen to or don't make a lot of sense. If you have to talk about those things, I don't recommend it, but if you do, save them towards the end or the middle, but not in the beginning, and identify why they should care about you, your message, your product, your service, right up front. The next type of audience is the uninformed audience. They don't know. And sometimes they don't know they don't know, but they think they know, but they don't know. If you got that. Encourage questions. Get them to raise their hand. Thank them for asking questions. Keep the door open. Keep the facts simple. Don't use any complex studies or statistics. Keep it simple. With simple statistics and your examples, keep it simple. Now, when they're uninformed, and maybe you don't have a lot of credibility, quote the experts, people they know, companies that were in the same situation, and they used your solution, and this is what happened. That's how you increase your credibility. Or have somebody else introduce you. That increases your credibility. Borrow your credibility from somebody else, and at all times, uninformed, keep your message interesting and exciting. That is your goal. The last type of audience, probably your favorite, the supportive audience. They like you. They like your message. They already agree. The key is, it's great they agree. It's great they support you, but are they going to do what you want them to do? Are they going to act on it? If you want them to act, if you want them to do something and they're already supportive, increase your energy and enthusiasm. Because when you do that to yourself, it's also happening to your audience. Prepare them for future attacks. What I mean by that, they already support you, but there are other people out there that'll try to pull them away. Prepare them for that. Let them know other people are going to say negative things. They're going to say this and this, but it's not true because of this and this and this. Remember, inoculation gives them the ammunition for future attacks. Your goal here is to get them to take action. It's great they support you, but that doesn't help you unless they do what you're asking them to do. Let them know exactly, step by step, what needs to be done. Make it simple, make it easy, make it brainless, to where they know exactly what they need to do. It's not going to surprise them. They know exactly what you want. And this also is a situation where you're going to use testimonials. Other people that took action. This is what happened. Here's the benefit. Here's the income claim. Here's the solution to their challenge. It makes a big difference in their success. Part of resonating with your audience and being authentic and more charismatic is understanding how to motivate your audience. We tend to resonate with the type of motivation that works for us. There are two motivators in life, and you need to use both. In fact, there's two different categories of each motivator. Let me explain this. I spent many years studying influence and motivation, getting people to do what you want them to do. When you look at the two motivators in life, we could say pleasure, pain, reward, punishment, but I'm going to say either inspiration or desperation are the only things that will motivate you to get out of bed, to do the things you know you need to do, to motivate your audience to do what you want them to do. And which one should you use? Both. Some people are motivated more by desperation, some by inspiration, but it also depends on the situation and what you're asking them to do. Because as you look at the science of motivation, we know there's this comfort zone, that we're creatures of habit, that getting people to change at times can be a little difficult. We need to get them out of that comfort zone and to take action, and that could be either with desperation or with inspiration. So let me map this out for you so you can really understand how it works. Because just because they say they're going to do it doesn't mean that it's always going to happen. I've seen people go to success seminars, and they're excited. You can light a match with their energy, and they're going to change. They're going to do it, and you come back 2 weeks later, nothing's happened. Go to somebody on the street and say, hey, would you like to be financially independent? Would you like more friends? Would you like to lose weight? Would you like to be healthier? Yeah, yeah. And they say, well, what are you doing about it? And you get that blank stare. I don't think I've ever met anybody that didn't want to be financially independent, but a lot of those people aren't doing what they need to do to become financially independent because of motivation. Let's map this out. You have to understand the desperation cycle. Let's say you have a high school reunion coming up and you've been enjoying the finer things in life and your dress or your suit doesn't fit anymore. You panic. You use the desperation. You get to the point where it fits. But then after the high school reunion, you're back to your comfort zone. Things go back to normal and that dress or suit doesn't fit anymore. You want to get people out of that cycle. And the way you do that is understanding desperation and inspiration. How do you know if someone's in a desperation mode? They're trying to get away from a problem. They're avoiding pain. They're moving away from something, and you can hear it in their voice. Versus inspiration, they're working towards a solution. They're moving towards something. They're motivated by vision, and they're excited about the future. You could almost say desperation's worry and fear. Inspiration is vision and excitement. One-on-one, you can kind of peg whether using inspiration or desperation. Dentists probably use desperation more than anything, right? Only floss the teeth you want to keep. Versus charities, we'll use both. Desperation, what will happen to the people if you don't act, versus inspiration, you feel good for giving. Saving for your children's college education would probably be inspiration. So let's map it out. As you look at inspiration and desperation, inspiration and desperation can be either internal or external. So the challenge with desperation is very short term, but it's better than doing nothing. Inspiration tends to be a little more long term. As you look at external desperation, that would be fear. Let's say you're trying to influence someone to lose weight, or you're trying to do it yourself. The formula would be the same. What would be the fear? If you don't, you're going to die. You're going to have a heart attack. You're going to have a stroke. That's fear. Some days that'll work. And that's the key here. Different days, sometimes you have to use different motivation. And within an audience, you want to use all four. Maybe it's internal desperation or obligation. You know, to your spouse, your kids to be around, you know, inside internally, or have that desperation, that duty, that obligation. Yeah, you probably should eat better. Versus on the other side of the quadrant, external inspiration, love or respect. You love the people around you. You want to be around for your grandchildren. You want to be healthier. So external things, outside forces, inspire you to lose weight versus internal inspiration, that passion. You love to feel good. You want to be fit. You're exercising to live longer, to donate to more charities, to create your own charity. That would be passion. The key here is to understand that when you speak to an audience, you can resonate with them. You can be more authentic when you hit what motivates them. And for any audience, it's probably all four, and I would talk about all four. So if I was going to influence an audience to become an entrepreneur, to start their own business, or even a home-based business, let's go through them. What would be the fear? You're going to get fired from your job. If you don't do something soon, you're going to be bankrupt. That would be fear. Obligation. You owe it to your family to provide more, to take them on more vacations, to spend more time with them. Versus external inspiration, that love or respect. On the flip side, instead of using desperation, you're using inspiration. To get your spouse into a bigger home, to send your children to the best schools. Versus internal inspiration, passion. You love what you're doing. You're changing the world. You're spending time with charities. You have more free time. You love what you're doing. That's the key to audience authenticity and your motivation and your call to action. So what do I want you to do? Here's some homework. I want you to be able to peg inspiration versus desperation one-on-one. As you meet people and talk to people and communicate with people, try to find out if they are going towards something, inspiration, they're excited, they have a vision, or they're desperation, they have fear and they're worried and they're moving away from something. You can see it in their face, in their body language, in the words they use. Become aware and be able to identify. And as you identify it, customize your approach, customize your presentation, customize what you're saying to see if you can resonate with them, if you can motivate them, and you can influence them. Do it, become authentic, learn to adapt, learn to customize, and you will be able to communicate to win and influence with great power.